Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, if you went to KidNation.com and you signed up for Beat the Bank, your name could be called right now. We're going to call out three names. First one to call back is going to get to play. And don't worry, if you haven't signed up yet, you still can sign up. We're going to play an hour from now. And yep. If nobody calls back within 10 minutes, we do open it up for everyone to call in.
There you go.
So there's still a chance. Big Al Mack, will you please call out those three names?
Okay, excuse this pronunciation, and I'm gonna go right through in the interest of time.
Okay, sure.
Braven Doleoli, Stanley Galindo, Casey Baird. Casey Baird, Stanley Galindo, and Braven Doleoli. Or Doleoli.
Doleoli, maybe?
Not sure.
I don't know.
The number is 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You three humans have 10 minutes to give us a call. First one in gets to play Beat the Bank. The other two names will go back in the hopper. If no one calls in, like JC said, we're going to open up the phones for everybody.
Right. Yeah, we did get that question a lot. If you call my name, I miss it.
It goes back
in. We put you back in there.
Goes back in.
You're back in the lottery. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, but...
Last night was a double elimination on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
We saw one coming based on how they danced. Again, this is spoiler alert, just in case you don't want to know who got kicked off. But first up, getting eliminated is...
The first couple to leave us in tonight's double elimination is... Babyface and Allison.
Oh, Babyface.
Oh.
I'm shocked. I have to say I am. Are you? What's your reaction?
This experience is it's an amazing experience. Learning to dance with everyone. The family here is amazing. Everyone is just, I just want to thank everybody, thank all my fans, thank everybody for voting for me. It's been amazing.
It's such a treat to meet you.
Yeah, he didn't have the best week this week. He messed up a couple times.
Yeah.
And then the second elimination last night was...
Vanilla Ice and Whitney.
Robbie.
What was it like here in the ballroom for you? We loved having you.
This is a magical experience. I love it. It's great. Dancing makes you happy, and this is just a happy experience. I'm honored to be here, and I appreciate all the fans and the people. It's magical, but I appreciate her more than anything. So
our boy Vanilla Ice is gone.
Cool guy. I hate to see that happen to him, but, you know.
And that's why I was watching it.
Yeah.
Because we got to hang out with him at Kelly's birthday party.
After he performed at Kelly's birthday party, stayed on that stage for over two hours, singing karaoke with everybody that wanted to sing with him.
Yeah.
Cool guy.
Man, I have a cool video that my wife took of me getting to sing Justin Bieber with Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
And I get to have that video forever.
That's right.
Speaking of Justin Bieber, Britney Spears went on a British talk show called Loose Women. I don't know why she would go on that show,
okay.
But she did.
How did they snag that interview?
I don't know. Britney likes to do weird stuff overseas.
She pops up she does different things in England. She'll do little fun gags and stuff.
Right. So they made her play the game Snog, Marry, Avoid. Now in England, snog means hey now.
That's a nice way to do it.
Yeah.
Why do you have to kill somebody?
Exactly. Avoid them. Just avoid them. Here's Britney playing that.
Justin Bieber, Simon Cowell, Madonna.
Ooh.
So which one would you snog? Out of... Justin Bieber, Simon Cowell, Madonna. Which one would you marry or which one would you totally avoid?
Justin Bieber, marry.
Justin Bieber, marry.
Snog.
Oh, snog Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
All right, so who would you marry?
None.
So you'd avoid the rest.
Yeah,
so,
she says she's never getting married again.
Mm-hmm. She avoided the others. But Justin Bieber could definitely get the hookup with Britney Spears if he wanted.
He should go for that from one Justin to the next.
Right?
Yes. Back to Dancing with the Stars for just one quick second.
Yes, Al.
There was a proposal on the show last. I didn't watch it.
Two dancers. Yeah, two of the dancers.
But they weren't. There wasn't a celeb and a dancer. It was two dancers?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
I think so. I'm pretty sure two of the dancers.
Sasha Farber and Emma Slater.
Yeah, the
dancers.
They're both dancers?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if it was a celeb. Okay.
No, it's a prize.
Is it hard to watch your girl dancing with another dude once you get engaged on that show? Because they get so close.
They're very close.
They're
very
used
intimate.
To it. I mean, that's all they've done their entire lives, so it doesn't mean much to them, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like it's acting, just, I guess. I mean, you got to watch your, if you're married to an actor.
They actually do kiss, though, when you're acting. That's a little tougher.
Like your wife had to watch you
make
out with a girl. And you were like hot and heavy.
Oof. No, hot and heavy. We were acting.
Well, that was, you were hot and heavy.
Right?
You were
realistic to me about that.
Acting.
That's hard to watch.
Life is a game of chance.
It was hard to watch, and I did it. It's just weird.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
You
in
did?
The theater that day. Yes, taking pictures.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my coworker up on the screen having a love scene.
Rolling around in the sheets.
And then all the rehearsing that you had to do.
No, we didn't rehearse that, actually.
And then what I didn't get was the rehearsal that you did after the movie actually finished. It wrapped, and y'all were still rehearsing. Uh-huh.
First of all, that didn't happen.
Mr.
I showed up with two hot girls this morning.
It's kind of like when you miss the putt, and then you're just still out there practicing.
Yes, he didn't do that.
No, did not happen.
No consequence.
Just kidding.
No, there's consequences.
He didn't do that.
Yeah, we did not do that. Part-time Justin's going to be cleaning Jenna's house because he needs to make extra money. You're really going to let him clean your house?
No, not clean the house, organize the closet. He said he's really into cleaning. He's good at it. And, I mean, honestly, it's not that I really want to spend the money, but I hate doing my closet. I hate hanging clothes so much, and my closet is just like an explosion of clothes, and I want to get rid of stuff, and he is so critical. I thought he'd be great. Mm. That's part of the agreement. He's going to...
You're going to pay him for this?
I am going to pay him. Well,
okay, cool.
Giving out the rates, like $50 an hour.
Okay.
I figured this could be done in 2 hours of work.
Yeah.
And
$100.
He really needs the money. And so instead of just like us giving him money or me taking him to a concert and buying all his drinks, like I'd rather him do some work.
Justin, Kid Nation has responded to what you want to do here.
Really?
Potential clean.
Okay.
First of all, since you're going to organize Janice's closet,
yes.
Justin can name his part-time organizing business to... Justin Order.
Oh,
there you go.
Come on, clever people.
And this could turn into something lucrative for you because Justin, they wrote us and said, just to let part-time Justin know, I'm a college student who started cleaning houses on the side.
Okay.
Almost 2 years later, I have a full-blown business with 17 residential clients and one commercial client and looking to sign a second commercial client this week.
Look at that.
Man.
Which means they're making a lot of money.
They are.
Al, you know how much it costs to clean your bar.
Yeah.
Justin, I
could turn into a whole business.
I did a lot of cleaning yesterday for you, like all the laundry and things like that.
Yeah.
So it's just, I don't know, I'm a little nervous about you doing this.
Oh, he'll be fine.
I'm just nervous because he said he's going to go through all my items.
Well, of course, because I'm organizing.
Am I supposed to do that? Do you need this?
What are the chances we see Justin trying to sell Jenna's underwear online?
Yeah. Oh, which will make a pretty penny off of that. A pretty one.
Yeah.
I have like two pair.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because you rarely wear.
She got two pair.
It makes it worth more.
Well, yeah, I could get into the cleaning mode, start a whole business.
And a lot of people are saying they would have you over to clean their house or organize their stuff.
Will you wear the old school uniform?
And it's so nice, too, because you're in someone else's house, too.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you can smell it, talk to them, listen to their music, go through their things.
Get that,
I don't know about going through their things. You're organizing their
stuff. See their pictures.
You know, I like hardcore pre-cleaned yesterday this. Like, I went through, like, bedside table drawer because I just know if I'm not home that he's going to be snooping around. So I cleaned out everything.
I'm that type of person who likes to touch everyone's stuff. Where it's just like, oh, what's this? It could be breakable or something like that, but I like to pick it up and touch it.
You want
to
say this now?
See, you're not going to get hired if you keep saying that.
But that's the type of person I am. That's the type of person you want because I'm
that
not
you break
shy.
Things?
I don't break things. I'm just very, like, I just want to touch it, look at it.
Is it tactile?
He's touchy.
Is that the word I'm looking for? You like touch?
Yeah.
You learn more by touching than by reading.
Well, when people say make yourself at home, usually that's what people say. I make myself at home.
You throw your pants off and get on the couch.
I take my shoes off, go open the fridge, see what they're working with.
All right.
Open up the closet, see if I can borrow
organizing
stuff.
Organizing a refrigerator and pantry. Can you
do that? Oh, yes. That's so exciting. And then putting the cans and stacking them and putting the labels so they can face it so you can read to see what you're going to get.
Don't ask him to get you a Keurig.
That wasn't his job to get the Keurig itself. It is to order the creamer.
Yeah.
Yes, and I did today, just now.
It's done?
Click that button, yeah.
All right, good job, Justin.
I got it.
So if you want cleaning and organizing jobs, we have plenty of numbers here for you, buddy.
Ooh, let him do this one first.
Yours?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and then you can rate him.
Yeah.
I'm going to pay you. I'm going to pay you, but I'm also going to charge you for every Snapchat photo you take.
Okay.
Which means don't take many.
All right, I won't.
You can do an after photo.
Yeah, acting like my Snapchat game, Jenna. Yeah, hold on first. You're acting like my Snapchat game is like lame, and it's not.
No, I'm not acting like it's lame. Oh, okay. I just don't want pictures of my messy calls at all over your Snapchat.
Okay. I didn't plan on it.
You can insult Justin all you want, but don't you dare insult his Snapchat.
My Snapchat game is strong.
I'm protecting my privacy.
It is strong. It is strong.
Yeah, I wouldn't upset your privacy.
Upset your privacy.
Is that what you say?
Beat the bang. 1 hour before debate was on, Republicans announced they had won.
Anybody watch the vice presidential debate?
No.
I watched a little bit of it.
But I did see the highlight on CNN this morning that said Republicans tweeted or announced that they had won the debate
on their website
an hour before the debate had actually come on TV.
Yeah. Well, of course they're going to say that. Yeah.
And Mike Pence was sounding nice and everything on the debate. He's saying, yeah, our campaign's not about insults. We're not about that. And meanwhile, Trump's on Twitter insulting. He's insulting Kane on Twitter.
Completely. Well, I'm sorry. Kane kind of creeps me out a little bit. I'm sorry. Yeah. He has no lips.
No lip farmer.
I'm just like, where's his lips?
Looks do go into,
of
you know, you liking
do.
Somebody.
Yeah.
Get him some injections.
It's understandable.
Get him some injections.
Yeah. They did okay, though.
Yeah.
You have lips, Trey. Trey's over there feeling his own mouth.
I was worried. I don't
know. Yeah, you're fine, Trey. You got lips.
I think you know if you don't, right?
Definitely have a bottom lip.
Do I need injections?
No.
No, you're fine.
Oh, anybody could benefit. Everybody could, yes.
I don't know if I could, a dude walk up with a freshly injected lip.
No.
Well, if you had no lips.
Fish mouth.
All right, let's play Beat the Bank. Stanley Galindo, how are you doing?
Good. How about you?
Doing awesome,
good.
Sir.
Are you related to the great Galindos?
I'm great.
All right. There
you are.
That's all we need.
Are you at work already or getting ready to go to work?
No, I'm at work already.
Oh, man.
Man, you're up early. What do you do, man?
I'm an air supervisor for a tank building company.
Oh, supervisor?
A tank building? Oh, not like army tanks, like septic tanks or something.
No, yeah. Oil field related.
Okay. That's a cool job right there. Stanley, I'm sure you could use a little extra cash on the side, though, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, here's how Beat the Bank works. Big Al Mack, will you do the honors?
Sure, Stanley. We're going to put you in the Kid Craddock Morning Show Bank Vault, and you're going to hear the banker hollering out dollar amounts. And when you hear one, and you don't think it's going to go much higher, you need to say, what, Stanley?
Stop.
Right.
Yeah. Excellent job. And when you do, you get the last dollar amount that you heard. Now, if you don't say, what, Stanley?
Stop.
If you don't say that before that door closes, you're not going to get anything. You're going to have an empty tank. And we don't want that to happen, all right?
Okay.
All right, my man.
How you feeling in your tank, Al?
My tank is a little over half full, Stanley.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Again, Stanley, right. Al doesn't know how high it goes. He's just going by gut feeling.
I have no idea, but I'm taking a wild guess.
All right. It's all up to you, Stanley. Let's see how much money you win so you can get back to making them tanks. Mm-hmm. Let's play
Beat the Bank!
$120 $210 $300 $360 $430 $470 $550 $630 $700
Stop.
My man.
Very good.
Good job.
Quickly.
Oh, I like the golf clap we got going on, you guys.
Good job.
Very nice right there.
Good job.
Well done, sir. All right, Stanley, you got yourself $700. That's all for you. What are you going to do with that?
I think I'm going to take the family and the kids and let them enjoy it.
Oh, so it's not all for you. You're sharing it.
There you go, Stanley.
Yeah, we're going to be out there. We're going to go out there to Dallas to the State Fair and catch a couple of games for the Rangers and the Longhorns and the Cowboys. So,
there you go.
Yeah,
stop by our studio if you're here during the week, okay?
Will do.
All right, and perfect. Definitely come by my bar and I'll buy you a drink.
Most definitely.
All right, so you got $700 and a drink from Big Al Mac.
There you go.
Let's see how high it would have gone just for fun.
Oh!
Wow!
Stanley!
Your lucky day, Stanley.
Awesome job, brother.
Wow.
Thank you.
Well done. Well done.
Don't get any better than that.
All right, man. Hold on. We'll get you all set up. $700 for you, Stanley. Just like that. We'll play again less than an hour from now. Again, go to KidNation.com to sign up. That way we can call your name. Got to be one of three. First one in gets to play. Coming up next, it's time for Whatever Wednesday. Now, this is where you get to join us, Kid Nation. And if we missed a story you wanted to talk about or a storyline that we've been talking about on the show and you're like, hey, I'm lost.
You need a follow-up?
Yeah.
You can call for whatever you want.
Any questions you may have, any topic you may want to get into, we got you. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we have to answer the question you ask us.
Well, more or less.
Maybe.
More or less.
Maybe.
Whatever you like.
All right, Whatever Wednesday's next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You get whatever you like. Yeah.
Welcome to Whatever Wednesday. We open it up. You know, sometimes we miss some stories you want to talk about, or
sure.
You may have missed a little bit of the show and you don't know what's going on in our lives, so you have a couple questions, or there's a story you saw you want to talk about.
Whatever.
That's why we call it Whatever Wednesday. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We were just talking about the vice presidential debate, and apparently there was one funny soundbite that everybody's talking about.
Okay.
So no matter what political party you're associated with, this was a pretty funny line from Mike Pence.
You whipped out that Mexican thing again.
What?
This is funny.
One more time?
Out of context, it's funny.
You whipped out that Mexican thing again.
Oh, you Mexican?
Yep.
Wow.
You know, you could just pick out a bunch of...
Sure, why not?
...sound bites that don't make sense, and it's funny.
JC and Big Al.
On this show all the time.
Right.
For Whatever Wednesday, have either of you done any more work on putting your band together? JC, I would love to have your band play at our school carnival in May.
I have been after them, Jenna. I'm like, when are y'all going to get together
to
do this?
We will. It takes a minute to get a band going.
I already
By minute, you mean a year?
Well, I said that's in my bucket list for next year.
Mm-hmm.
So yes,
next year now. Okay.
Okay. Well, May, can you play at school carnival?
The Beatles were not formed in a day, you know.
Actually, they were. JC, I've researched.
The Beatles actually weren't a band for a very long time.
See.
But when they
I mean, I'm saying when they actually were a famous band, they really didn't last long. Their music has.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. But they're not.
So you got to get it going.
Yeah. No, I definitely got my guitarist. I got Alan. And now I just got to figure out what genre we want to do.
Why don't you just have everybody over and hash it out?
You have a meeting. A band meeting.
You know what have you done, Al?
You know a good start is everyone send their top 10 or 20 favorite songs of all time and see what kind of overlap there is
right.
there for genre so you can pick the cover band.
Because I wanted to do Blink 182 Sublime type
stuff.
You're
gonna do 90s stuff.
But he likes heavy metal. He likes Metallica and Guns N' Roses.
You can just make it rock.
Right. Yeah, we could just do that. So no, we haven't done anything productive for our bands. Unless Al has that I don't know about.
Nope. nope.
Big Al, please tell us the story behind the two girls that JC mentioned this morning. Spoiler alert, Dr. Girlfriend, turn your radio down.
No, you don't have to turn your radio down.
It threw me a bit.
When I pulled into the parking garage this morning, there were two girls standing there. And this is at 5 o'clock in the morning. So I'm like, okay, what are y'all doing here? I'd never seen them before. And they looked at me when I got out of my truck. And like, hey, we're lost. I said, oh, well, let me take you to where people go and watch the show. So I brought them in through the back door of the radio studio here and introduced them to everyone and then escorted them outside. We took pictures.
Yeah, he didn't show up with them. They just happened to be here and he walked them in. But to me, I was like, dang, Al, you're being very, very, very
cavalier
upfront about this.
Or they were at my bar last night. No, I'm just kidding.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah.
I thought they literally spent the night at your house.
No.
They had not.
They had not.
He's a good boy. No?
Yes.
All right.
What?
Hey, no.
It's Noe.
Oh, Noe.
Okay.
I know, Noe.
So it's Noe, but you do have an E in the name.
Yes.
Right.
Noe, cool name.
Yeah, Noe.
What do you have for Whatever Wednesday?
What do y'all think about the clown? People dressing up like clowns.
I'm not down with it.
I hate it.
I kind of want to see one.
Yeah, I do too, Kelly.
I kind of want to, because, you know, you want to be part of something. I don't necessarily want to be. I want to be like driving by at a safe distance when I see him or her dressed in said clown costume.
I think but somebody's going to get hurt.
Somebody's going to get real. And we had some people send us some clips yesterday that people have been shot.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I haven't done my research on. I think it's going to. Something bad can happen.
Yeah, for sure.
Look, if somebody has a gun and you're a scary clown, odds are they're going to use it on you.
Yeah.
You know?
These teenagers think it's a fun prank.
Don't do it.
But it's going to be Halloween. It's going to be the number one Halloween costume. Right. That and Donald Trump, probably.
Right. It's fine for Halloween.
On one hand, I want to see one. On the other hand, I don't like it.
Yeah. Just so that I can say I saw one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. No, we don't like it, but we're curious. And there's that meme online with all the guns.
I love scary stuff, but this time we're living in right now, it's a shame.
Yeah.
You can't really prank and scare people like that.
Right.
Yeah. John is having to deal with Hurricane Matthew right now. What's up, John?
Hey, what's going on?
Good.
How you doing?
How are you, man?
I'm doing pretty right, except for being late to work today.
Did you have to evacuate?
We are actually finding out about 10 minutes from now. We'll find out whether or not we have to evacuate.
Where do you work?
I actually work at a wildlife center outside of Savannah, Georgia. We've got wolves, bobcat, bison, deer, cougar, bobcats, you name it, and they all have to go.
Yeah.
What's the protocol for that? Where do you take them?
We actually have a place set up about 3 hours west of here, so we'll load them all up. Some of them may have to be, put down, put into a sleep, and we'll move them on, move them to a safe spot.
Perfect. Is there any way is there a page we can go to if we want to help you out?
Unfortunately, there's nowhere you can do. You can check us out at Oatland Island Wildlife Center. Like I said, we're right outside Savannah, Georgia. Nothing to do to help us out. We've got it pretty under control. We've got plans set for emergencies in this case. So it looks like we're all on track right now.
Okay. Well, hopefully
you'll be back in town in time to come see me at the Great Ogeechee Seafood Festival next a week from Saturday.
You going to be out there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, well, I'll make a plan to come out there and see you then.
Okay,
maybe
good deal.
You'll have to come see me on Saturday.
Absolutely.
If you go see Al, bring one of your scariest animals.
Yeah.
That's right. Bring it out here, and we'll show you all around.
All right, John, keep up the good work, man. Hopefully you guys don't have to evacuate.
Yeah, take care of yourself, bro.
Take care. Be careful out there. Where did the Big and Big Al come from? This is from the text. I've met him in person. He seems pretty regular sized.
Well, when Kid hired me, when I was doing commercials, even before he hired me, he just started calling me Big Al. I guess because I was bigger than him. I guess you should have called JC Big JC.
And Big Kelly.
I don't want to be Big Jenna.
Kid was kind of slight.
Yeah.
But he want to be big.
But he just started calling me Big Al, and it stuck.
Yeah.
It is true.
Imagine if he called us all
that's
big.
That's a very common thing people ask me, too.
Big Jenna.
I don't want to be Big Jenna.
BJO.
No, I don't want to be that either.
Big Joe.
Hey, Brianna, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing good.
Good.
So you have a love letter for us?
Yes.
All right, we do have love letters coming up in 15 minutes, but just because you called in, we'll go ahead and do
a
it right
live
now for
one.
You. We'll do a live one. You guys ready?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Love letters to Kelly. Go ahead, Brianna.
Yes, I was in a relationship for almost 5 years. And it just ended a little over a month ago, and I don't even know how to get back in the dating relationship world. I don't even know how to talk to a guy anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you need a minute to breathe.
Right.
I mean, it's only been a month?
Well,
a little over.
Was it kind of dwindling at the end where it was kind of over before it was officially over, maybe, or did it end abruptly?
It was abrupt.
Okay. Well, who ended it?
Well, yeah.
Well, technically, I did, but there was a huge fight started over his mother.
Oh, the mother-in-law fight.
Yes.
Well, like Kelly said, I'd give myself a minute just to kind of enjoy being single.
There's no hurry.
No.
I mean, I'll tell you the truth. It's like when you go on dates that are awkward, you don't have anything to talk about. It's like weird. But when you click with somebody, you don't worry about having to talk.
It'll just happen, right?
If, are you looking, you don't know how to talk to people? You don't know how to meet people?
I don't know how to meet
Oh, well, that Bumble, honey. Bumble, Tinder, everybody's doing online dating now.
And you know, Brianna, for me...
I think you need a minute to chill out, though.
Yeah. For me, after a breakup, my best advice, because it's not very easy, I didn't force the dating app thing, right? It was the last thing I wanted to do, but I always tell girlfriends, and the one thing that helped me was I started doing new things, right? So things that don't remind you of that relationship. So whether it's like a new workout class or a new hobby, whatever you're into, you go start doing those things, and then conversations with new people come easily because you both share an interest, right? So yeah. So whether you want to go take a boxing class or you want to go do some, you know, art class with friends, that kind of thing, something you do every week, that's a really cool way to meet new people that have similar interests, if that makes sense.
But there's no hurry.
No, you don't need to hurry on it. It'll happen.
Do some me time, girl.
I mean, I took a few months off between when I broke up with the guy and then took a few months and then decided to get back into the online dating. And I needed, you know, yeah, like Jenna said, you need to just take that time just to do other stuff.
It's a great time to find you. Yeah, like your identity after 5 years.
No hurry.
I was talking to one of my friends who was in a long relationship as well, and she said that the one thing she did that she used to not do when she was single prior to that relationship she was in a relationship for 3 years. She said once she broke up with that guy, every time she saw a guy who she thought was cute, she used to just say, oh, he's cute, and let him go. She said every time she saw a cute guy, she'd walk up and say, hey, I'm Sarah. So if you just... As long as you got that going, you could always start conversations, and you'll be able to see if it'll click, like Kelly said.
Walk up to a guy and just say, hi, I'm Sarah.
No.
See how it works.
Brianna.
Good luck, okay?
But hopefully that helps for you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, baby.
Good
Take
luck.
Care.
She seems like she's doing fine, right?
Gonna be all right.
And it's only been a month. They'll probably get back together.
You think? After 5 years?
Yeah, that's a lot of history there.
Brianna, what are the chances you guys get back together?
It's like there's a small part of me that still wants to get back together. But not until he changes first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kelly's right.
Yeah, you're right.
He ain't gonna change.
I would want to change.
Yeah, don't wait.
Thank you, Brianna. Kelly's on point.
Yeah.
More of that coming up next. We got love letters to Kelly. We'll see what she can do next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
One quick question before we get into love letters to Kelly.
Leftover from whatever Wednesday.
This is from the text.
Yes. It says, why is your producer Robert named White Cheddar? And then, please, keep this as an anonymous question.
Anonymous.
You got it.
It's so silly. Why?
I forgot why.
It's because of white cheddar Cheez-Its.
Yeah. And he just happens to be...
And he's very white.
Very pale.
A little pasty.
He loves white cheddar Cheez-Its, and he was like just tearing into a box of them one day.
Yeah, it was
and
like...
they started calling him white cheddar.
Like on the kids trip, all he eats the entire week is white cheddar Cheez-Its.
Those are so good.
Oh, they're so good.
Did this happen during this Punta Cana cat? We went through this...
It was before
like,
that,
spell
yeah.
of just giving him a million nicknames.
Yeah. He's had a million of them, but he's been in radio for a million years.
Yeah.
But.
Punta Cana Cowboy, White Cheddar, Sunny Joe.
Sunny
J. Yeah.
Just Sunny.
Else. Robert.
That's it. I think that's it.
It's our producer, man.
Speaking of people at work, we still have not heard from our boss, George.
He won't answer his phone call.
He won't answer his phone. We said we're going to post a picture of him every hour until we get a new coffee machine.
I'm going through my stash.
All right, I got one.
But we're going to give him a chance to...
Okay, Jen. Now we got to. You know what? We can't say we're going to do stuff and
so
not
drastic
do it.
Measures we have to take.
You have to go for it, Kelly.
I'm looking in my old photos. I don't know if I have any in my. I have to go on my social media maybe to.
You missed it this morning. Our coffee pot does not work, and we're upset about it.
Yeah. Very.
We have 3 non-functioning coffee pots. Well, the one that does functions like a 95-year-old man.
Because it is.
Yeah.
It dribbles.
95 years old.
It dribbles.
And George.
He's scaled.
He don't like the light shining on him. He likes to just chill, doesn't want to be on the radio.
We don't ask for much, but we want a coffee maker. That's all we want.
Yeah. So we got him where it hurts. Put him on social media.
And he hates that.
He hates that so much.
He hates it.
So maybe that'll help us.
Hey, man.
Trey, you do a pretty good one. Trey?
Hey, man.
All right, you guys ready? We'll call out 10 in 10 minutes. We'll call out 3 more names for Beat the Bank. But right now, we got to get to the love advice from Kelly in
love letters to Kelly.
I'll look for pictures of George later.
All right,
dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I are going through some financial problems. Yesterday, we were driving home from church. He turned to me and said, "Okay, don't get mad."
Oh, no.
And then proceeds to tell me that he sold his wedding ring that day. So, yeah, I'm totally mad because, 1, he didn't talk to me about it. 2, we're really not that bad off financially. Three, there are literally hundreds of other things he could have sold. Why pick that? I asked why, and he said he has another ring he can use instead on that finger. I told him, but that's not the one I gave you on our wedding day. He argued it didn't matter because I don't have my original engagement ring. One of the diamonds had fallen out, and it was irreplaceable, according to the jewelers. But he knows I was crushed about that ring, and I even cried in the jewelry store for hours. I'm not materialistic, I'm not petty, and I'm definitely not high maintenance, but this hurt me so much. I guess I'm just extremely sentimental. He just doesn't think it's a big deal. He hasn't apologized. Oh, and our 10-year anniversary is next week. Kelly, am I being ridiculous for being this upset? I want him to know what he was wrong and apologize and not make a stupid decision like that again. How do I communicate that without him just telling me what I want to hear?
Well,
Amanda.
You have communicated that, I think, quite thoroughly. He knows you're upset. What he did was wrong. He should have discussed it with you.
I think he might have other problems. Other than the wedding.
No, I think men don't look at jewelry. It's just a
the wedding
thing.
Ring,
they
though,
don't
Kelly?
Look at it. Men just don't look at it the same way.
It's not as sentimental to dudes as it is to a girl.
I mean, well,
he handled it completely the wrong way. You are very justified in being hurt and upset. But you've got to decide at what cost am I going to continue holding on to this resentment and anger and hurt feelings. Because at some point, the price for that is going to be bigger to pay than he sold the wedding ring. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it was wrong. I mean, I guess the resolution is that he's not going to apologize, it doesn't sound like, unless you can come to him in a calm place and just say, look, emotions aside, well, and emotions aren't aside. In a calm voice, though, I think that's the thing. Men like to be talked to. Al,
yes.
Don't talk to me in that tone of voice. Right, it's right. All about how you approach the situation, too.
You so compliment you come, first, and then you go.
No, there's no compliment here.
Al, I love your shirt. I'm so mad.
No, but if you come to him calmly and say, look, I just want you to understand how much that really hurt me, and I wish you could just see how much that really hurt me to do that without even consulting me. If you can come to him from a calm place, you might get the apology you want. You're not going to get the ring back, obviously. But you got to eventually let that go, or it's going to just continue eating at you and do more damage to the relationship than just he sold the ring.
What if she can find where she sold it?
Right. Then you'll get it back if you can.
That's what he should have done when she showed how sad it made her. He should have tried to go back and gotten on his knees and begged
I think the way we react, and women are so emotional, we fly off the handle and make it so much bigger, and men just immediately, their inclination is to shut down and to call you hysterical, you're just being a woman, and dismissive because it's such an extreme reaction.
That's a big deal.
But if you can come to him truly calmly and say how hurt you are, and you are justified in being hurt, he should not have done that without
that was
talking
wrong.
To
that
you
was
about
wrong.
It.
You put that ring on his finger. It means stuff.
Yeah.
But are you going to hang your hat on it forever? Right. I mean, I don't know.
It's a tough one.
That is tough.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
This one's a very tough one, Kelly. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I hope it's easier than the last one.
No, it's not.
Junky answer.
I have a huge problem that I got myself into, and now I need your help.
Okay.
I've been with my partner for 16 years. We have 3 children, and we're happy.
My partner.
But not so much lately. We've had tons of problems. It just seems that he doesn't have or want the time to spend with me as a couple. 2 weeks ago, our male friend invited us to go out, but my husband didn't go. I did. And yes, after a few drinks, what shouldn't have happened, happened.
Oh my God.
We were all over our grills. Like there was no tomorrow. Got home at 3 a.m. and with a few drinks on top, obviously my husband and I got into a huge fight 2 weeks later. We're still not talking. But he didn't find out what happened. That's not my problem. I completely ruined the friendship with my friend. I'm trying to be and act normal like nothing happened, but he's tried to stay away from us as hard as he can. What should I do to try to fix the friendship or just let it go and forget we were ever friends? I suck, I know, but I'm a woman in need of love that my own husband is too busy to provide. So she's not mad about cheating.
You need to screw that friendship, but you're done with that. You're done with that. That's the price you're going to have to pay for this slip up and start working on your marriage, if it is a marriage, right? She said partners. So
partnership.
That kind of threw me off. So it is a marriage.
You
start working on the home fires and stoking those and doing little romantic gestures and showing him some more attention. Things do get stale after a while, and it's up to both. I mean, it's hard when only one of you wants to make that stuff happen, but you got to put in the effort at home. Don't you dare go out of your way to see that guy. What are you, crazy?
No.
You're going to play with fire again? Now you got all your juices flowing. You excited? Oh, when can I see him again? No, ma'am. I'm sorry. You got to end that.
Yeah. Stop the flow of the juices.
And you don't have to make a big deal out of it. You don't have to tell your husband, we're not seeing him anymore. Why? No, just naturally let it go away. I'm sorry. That's done.
You already proved you can't control yourself around that guy.
Right.
You work on stoking the fires at home. I mean, you just have to put in the time. I'm sorry he's not showing you attention. And that does suck.
Yeah.
It does suck. But, you know, take your responsibility in it and try to make something happen at home. And you should have never gone out. Why would you go out with a single friend?
By yourself.
That is just setting the table.
What if one of your husband's friends saw you?
It was not a good friend, obviously, you know, hooking up with his homeboy's
wife. He broke the homeboy rule for sure.
Mm-mm. This is bad.
Yeah.
You whipped out that Mexican thing again.
No, he didn't.
Oh, he's a Mexican guy?
No, he's not.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Here, Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
My stepdaughter is 22 and recently started dating an older gentleman.
Okay.
He's 32 with a four-year-old daughter. My stepdaughter wants to bring him home and his daughter to meet her dad and myself. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
I said that kind of junky, but I want you to understand who it was.
Yeah.
This is a little hard to handle. She is so young and she's got so much life to experience to be tied down with a guy and his daughter.
Hush.
What is he thinking by introducing his daughter to her after only 1 month of dating?
Mm.
Well, she's 22. Her dad is upset, and I understand, but she is not upset. Should we have the meeting or just say we're not ready? That's from Jeremy.
You can absolutely say you're not ready, but I mean, you better just be polite. There's nothing, you can be polite. You cannot like it, but there's nothing bad that can come of just being polite. She's going to do what she's going to do.
True.
They've already met. You can't take that back. Meeting after a month, that's a little premature, but
sometimes they make
mistakes and things
happen.
I've done
that. Yeah.
This could be the love of her life. They could have a beautiful life 20, 30, 40 years from now down the road. You'd be like, what were we thinking? This was the best thing that ever happened to her. So just be polite. That's all you have to do. You don't have to give your blessing. You don't have to pull the man to the side and say, hey, when you're ready to have that talk, you give me a call. That's so premature.
Yeah.
Just be polite.
Give the dude a chance. Just because he's a couple years older doesn't mean he's a bad guy.
He's older is nothing. And yes, she is 22.
Yeah.
And you want her to have a little clean slate and have her own little family and make her own little babies and stuff. I get that. That's not the issue right now. All you need to do is just be polite.
Just get a dude a chance.
Anything else is going to backfire on you big time.
Dr. Boom. Girlfriend.
All right.
What?
All right. Well, we'll read the three names for Beat the Bank. After this love letter right here from Jenna.
All right, quick one.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My live-in boyfriend of a year and a half went to a motorcycle show last month.
Nice.
When he came back, he did let me know of the craziness that occurred, like drugs and naked women riding on a slip and slide.
Yeah,
sweet.
That's what happens.
The high school friend that he was there with has invited him to go to the next one in November. He asked me to go with him to meet his friend. This bothers me on so many levels. We are both getting more involved with the church we attend, and I feel like he should know this isn't okay. Should I tell him I'm not comfortable with it, leave it up to him to go alone, or I can meet his friend outside of the environment, or should I join him?
No, I mean, if it's uncomfortable, there's nothing wrong with why would you not tell him you're uncomfortable? Is she asking me, should I tell him it makes me uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Yes, tell him it makes you uncomfortable.
Communicate.
You don't want to be around that kind of debauchery. I mean, you can be in a motorcycle club or whatever that people don't act like that. There are groups that don't act like that.
No slip and slide?
Man, I'd rather go if he's inviting me, though, he's going to go anyway.
If you've ever been to a town where the bikers come to town and they do have like little, let's all go, but for some reason they'll pick a beach or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And some people know what I'm talking about right now that are listening to the Kid Craddock Morning Show. You see things you ought not see. It's gross.
Topless.
It's gross what some people do.
Yeah.
And why would you want to be there with your man like that? Especially if you're if church is really important to you and religion and your, you know, spiritual walk. Yes, have that conversation with him and tell him you don't feel comfortable with that. You know what, though? I do applaud him for being honest with you and tell you what's going on.
And inviting you, because that means he's not doing anything
wrong. But you know, I'm not going to put myself in that environment. Why would I want to do that? And it really kind of, why would you want to go back to that, honey? That kind of bothers me that you want to go back to that. You can still be friends with this guy, but can't we just have him over for a cookout or something?
Yeah.
Y'all can get together and ride motorcycles.
You know,
Why do you have to have a slip and slide in the backyard?
You can still have that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Close. Have our own naked slip and slide, honey. You and me.
Like some girls over for a slip and slide.
Sounds
painful.
Naked slip and slide.
I've never understood the premise of throwing your body on the ground.
Well, you got to slide. You got to do
it. Throwing your body on the ground. I've never been able to.
You should see the photos I have of a college party we had where we did that covered in bruises. It was awful.
There's a science. I mean, it's tough to perfect it, but there's a science to slip and sliding.
There is.
Yeah. There's dudes that do it, and they do it well. Okay. And they don't get any bruises
People
or anything.
Didn't clear out the rocks from under
yeah,
them.
Yeah, see that? You got to definitely clear the rocks.
Ouch. 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 This made me
you
hurt.
You need to water the grass underneath it a little bit to make it a little more soggy so it's,
it was actually
you know,
like
gives,
a,
has a little
It was actually
dip.
A beer banner. It wasn't a slip and slide.
Oh, that's even worse, Jenna. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to kidnation.com. Write us. We read it every Wednesday. Hopefully we'll get to yours. But right now, it's time to win some money with Beat the Bank. We're going to announce three names. First one in gets to play for up to $1,000. And don't worry if we don't call your name. If nobody calls back within 10 minutes, we're going to open it up for everybody.
Right. There you go.
All right, Jenna, you got those names?
I do. Yes, the three names are Dora Youngblood, Kim Gobler. Gobler? Debbie Odom. Debbie Odom, Kim Gobler, Dora Youngblood. You have 10 minutes to call us. First one in wins. The phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
All right, we'll be playing Beat the Bank next.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
Beat the Bank.
Beat the Bank. Beat the Bank. Friday show. Fun for all. Joining us live, Arsenio Hall. Beat the Bang.
Yes, 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 ladies and gentlemen. Joining us live in studio on Friday, Arsenio Hall, live in studio, yes.
Your Twitter buddy.
Yes, my buddy.
You guys had the same shirt, started a friendship.
My mom, I took my mom to the Arsenio Hall show years ago, and either I went and I brought her a shirt, one or the other. And but she has the shirt and she knows where it is. She like picked it up out of the closet, went right to it. And last time he was here, and she took a picture with it. It was real cool.
Didn't he send her flowers
and
too?
He ended up sending her flowers.
Yeah. He's trying to court your mom.
Real cool guy.
That's nice. All right, let's meet our contestant for this hour, Dora Youngblood. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. What are you up to this morning?
Oh, I just got up from work this morning.
All
right. And I listen to your radio station every morning.
Aww.
Well, thank you.
You sound like Mrs. Mack.
You just sound like my
doesn't
mama.
He? Doesn't
a little
she?
Bit. And my mama's name is Dora.
Yes.
That's why I thought we accidentally called your mother. I was like, she sounds just like your mother.
Yeah.
Is it Dora Bell or is it just Dora?
This is Dora.
Oh, okay. So you just go by
well,
Dora.
You sound just like Al's mother.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's
oh,
that.
It makes,
oh, okay.
It makes us love you.
Oh, you laugh like her, too.
Yeah. It's a black thing, Kelly.
Is that what it is?
It's a black thing. Yes, ma'am.
And I just had a birthday.
Okay.
Oh,
happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Well, now we hope you win a bunch of money, Dora, for your belated birthday present.
I hope so, too.
Here's how the game works. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. The banker's going to be giving you dollar amounts, which increase the longer you stay in there, Dora. Now, your only job is to yell, stop. When you think he's gone as high as he's going to go, can get up to $1,000. Still have to yell stop at that point, because if you don't and the door closes, you know what happens, Dora?
Yes, I lose.
Yeah, you get nothing. Right. We don't want that because your birthday just happened.
Yeah.
That's right.
And I feel like we have a big connection with you now.
Okay.
Big Al, how you feeling?
I'm nervous.
Oh, yeah, she's nervous. Dora's very nervous.
You'll be fine, Dora.
I'm feeling medium well. Between half and the whole thing.
Well said.
In that area-ish.
It's between the half.
That's what I'm feeling,
Well,
Ms.
he doesn't
Dora.
Know.
I do not know, Miss Dora, so please, believe me.
Yeah.
You go with your own judgment and your own feeling, okay? That's just how I'm feeling.
Right.
Okay.
You feel it out. You'll be fine, Miss Dora. All right.
Awesome.
Let's go inside the bank vault. Let's play
Beat the Bank!
$50.
Oh my
God. $130. $220. $250. $420. $470. $530.
Stop.
Thank you, Miss Dora.
Miss Dora couldn't take it. $530.
Thank you, Miss Dora. That is awesome. What do you have planned for $530 unexpected dollars?
I'm going to go shopping.
Yeah. What do you want to buy?
Clothes.
Yeah. All right there.
Nice little dress or something.
Dora going to be looking good.
Yeah, Dora.
Yes.
All right there, girl.
Hey, just for fun, you already got $530. That's all yours to keep. We want to see how high it would have gone, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's see.
610. 700. 810. 930.
Oh,
oh,
man.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh, yeah.
Right. He would have been a tricky one. You would have thought it would have gone to 1,000.
Yeah. Good job, girl.
Okay.
All right, Miss Dora. Well, you have a great day, okay? And thank you for listening to us.
Okay. And y'all have a blessed day, too, honey.
You do the
you
same,
too.
Baby.
Thank you.
Okay, and thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
Great talking to you, Dora.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, I'll talk to you, okay?
Don't hang up.
Because we got to pay you still, you know?
Yeah.
Don't want you not to get paid.
She's sweet.
Aw. I'm glad she won. We'll play again tomorrow morning, 6:50 and 7:50 Central. If you like Dora, sign up at KidNation.com.
She's my second favorite Dora. My mom, you know.
How about the Explorer?
Which one, the early Dora the Explorer or the teenage Dora the Explorer?
I like the early one.
I like the early one, too.
I'm curious.
I kind of like the new one, too. Anyways, we'll play again tomorrow.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Everyone, we have country royalty in studio with us today. Give it up for Martina McBride, please.
Yes. Hey.
And I was in awe because we get celebrities to come here quite often, but you don't see them walk by in the front. With just a random, with a dude.
Yeah, where's your entourage?
That's it. One dude.
Martina, were you lost in the garage by chance?
A little bit, yeah.
So you have a sign. We need a sign that says, Martina McBride, please go downstairs.
It is the easiest place to find.
Well, if you haven't bought her new album, Reckless, you should do that. Make sure you buy it. And you're like double touring it up because you can catch her on the Love Unleashed tour. You can get your tickets at MartinaMcBride.com or the Band Against Cancer tour, which is what you're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are focusing on blood cancer.
Yes, blood cancer.
Why
research.
Is that?
Just bringing awareness for blood cancer. It's one of the leading causes of cancer, and so just kind of raising awareness for that, and we're raising funds as well. So yeah.
Well, I had fun. Like I said before you got here this morning, I was going through old YouTube videos, and it was so fun looking at you and how you've evolved, not just vocally but style wise, your hairstyles over the years. Do you look back at some of that stuff and like? I mean, I know it was in style at the time, but it's like, oh, my God, what was I thinking?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Least favorite hairstyle?
Probably when I first got my hair cut. One of my favorites was this little pixie cut that I had. It was really short.
I would say that was around 92, 93.
Shit, the same one. She knows exactly what it was.
I was showing Big Al the videos of you. What was the one about the Wild Angels?
Yes.
And you were like on this concrete jungle in New York. I'm like, that was my hairstyle. That was my jacket. I had that same.
Yeah, that was like 94.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah.
Your daughter Emma is a big Justin Bieber fan, we read.
Yeah.
You made that meeting happen?
It kind of happened by accident. He was at the same show that I was, and we were both doing the red carpet. Mm-hmm. And I think I was doing E or something, and Emma comes up behind me just crying in the middle of my interview. And I said, "What's wrong?" And she said, "I just met Justin Bieber."
Aww.
And I said, "Why are you crying?" She goes, "Because I love him." So, yeah, that was cool. And then I got to set up a meet and greet for my 11-year-old with Ariana Grande, who she's a huge fan of.
Recently?
Last year.
Oh, wow.
It must be interesting because as a celebrity, you could ask for things for yourself, but you find yourself using your celebrity power more for your kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're so excited. I love to see them excited about music and artists, So that was a big moment. I got cool mom points for that one.
Yeah.
Who did you cry over when you were that age?
Yeah, who's your big celebrity crush?
Oh, my God.
Or now. Crying now.
I don't know.
Well, it's funny. I just got to sing with Steven Tyler.
We love him.
A couple months ago. That was surreal. It was like, because I grew up listening to Steven Tyler.
Yeah.
We all did. And just to be on, right there. He's right there.
I know.
It was crazy.
And he's so sweet. Came here, we had so many fans. He stayed out there and met every one of them, no matter what his people were saying.
Signed so many boobs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's very flirty. Like, even to guys, you were like, I think Steven Tyler just hit me.
But it's cool. But it's Steven Tyler.
But it's totally cool.
Yeah, I get it.
You're going to leave and he's going to say, I think Martina McBride was hitting on me, but I'm not sure. He says that about everybody.
Right. And you really grew up on a farm, right?
Yeah,
in Kansas. And who discovered your voice, would you say? Your dad?
Probably, yeah. I started singing when I was 4 or 5 years old. And my dad he's a musician and a singer. And he had a band as a hobby, but he was a farmer mainly. Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, he would play guitar and I would sing, and I don't really know. It wasn't ever like a moment or anything. It was just something that I always did and always loved doing. And so, I always had this sort of dream from the time I was a little girl.
Do you remember what the first song was that you sang in front of people?
Yeah, it was Away in a Manger when I was like probably 4 years old at a Christmas program in church.
You remember that? You remember four? Yeah. Wow.
Were you good at four?
I think I was just fearless. You know, I think I just had this, I wanted to do it. And I don't think, like I said, I listened back. The earliest thing I have of me recorded is when I was seven. And it's pretty good, you know, but it's not like, wow. I mean, it's not like put her on
America's Got Talent
or whatever. Yeah. You know, so I don't know. I think it was just kind of our thing to do music. We were a musical family, and there was nothing else to do. I grew up in a town of 200 people. Well, I grew up on a farm, but right. This town I went to high school in, there was about 180, 200 people, 10 people in my graduating class. So it was very not a lot
you?
To do.
Kelly, seriously, sisters with Martina McBride.
This is your soul sister. You
I had 18 in mine.
Really?
Yeah.
Florence,
yeah.
South Carolina.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, you know. Oh, I got the same thing.
What did you do, Kelly?
Well, you go to the school with the same people, and it's like, you know, it's like dating your brother.
I know,
it's weird.
Didn't really date, yeah. Yeah.
But she really did date her brother.
No, I didn't. So. That is a lie. Not true.
And your husband's your sound engineer. And he's basically the reason you may have gotten your big break. He was doing something for Garth Brooks.
Yeah, well, we moved. My husband and I got married in Kansas in a long, like, forever ago, in 1988. And we moved to Nashville in January of 1990 for me to pursue, you know, a record deal. He moved to sound company down there as well. Mm-hmm. And then went out and mixed sound for Garth Brooks, got acquainted. Long story short, became his production manager. And then we were newlyweds, and I was in Nashville, and I was waiting tables and singing demos and didn't know anybody. And my husband was gone all the time. So I said, is there a job I can do out there on the road, like, so I can travel with you? So I got a job selling T-shirts for Garth.
He's probably like, oh, God, you want to travel with me?
I thought I was loved her.
Merch girl.
Merch girl.
Yeah.
Merch Tina McBride.
Yeah, wow. I've never heard that one.
You're welcome.
That's good. Anyway, I did that for about 7 months. In the meantime, we're still trying to get a record deal, and that came through with RCA. And then Garth offered me his opening act spot for the next year.
I just got off the phone with Garth, and he said he needed someone to work his merch table this weekend in New Orleans. So
that would be pretty funny if you did that.
I can still do it. I can still do it.
Dude, I went to see that dude in concert, and that dude runs around stage more than Justin Bieber. I mean,
I know.
It's
ridiculous. It's awesome, isn't it?
I've recently gotten into country music.
He actually bought Blake Shelton a wench. And expects really? Blake to come down here from Oklahoma.
They're Twitter buddies.
We are Twitter buddies, and I did get the opportunity to meet him a little while back. But he's always pulling people out of the mud and out of floods and stuff, and so I thought it would be funny and cool to buy Blake Shelton a winch. So I did, and I still have it. But I've invited him, and he says he's coming to pick it up, and he says he's coming to my bar on a bar. He says he's coming to drink a beer with me. But I still have the winch.
He probably will.
I bet he will.
Yeah.
I bet he will keep it.
Country music people are that nice.
They're so cool. Yeah.
Now, while we were waiting for you, we were listening to a bunch of your songs. And you're one of those artists that you may hear the song title and you're like, oh, do I know it? And then you play it and you're like, yep, I know that song. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the lyrics to all of your songs? Or do you have one of those cool karaoke?
Teleprompters.
I remember the lyrics to the ones I do live in concert.
Yeah.
But I was going through, I was going through some stuff the other day and going, I have no idea of the lyrics of this song. You know, album cuts and stuff that
right.
I did a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's how I feel when I go through my cell phone. And I'm looking at girls and they're like, I have no idea who this girl is. It was a hot.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know, I have no idea.
Yeah, and
I
it's mean, another thing you and Martina McBride have.
I know. It's so weird.
Yeah.
Do you have a genre, like different genres in your, do you have hip hop and pop and all that?
Or yeah.
You,
I love
the most surprising thing you have in your iPod?
I don't know if there's any surprises. I mean, I love Bruno Mars. Mm-hmm. Because of my 11-year-old, I have a lot of Ariana on there.
Mm-hmm. Any rap?
Really everything. Eminem?
Yeah.
Oh, that's my favorite.
That's his dream, is to meet Eminem. Can you make that
happen?
That.
Oh, I'll see what I can do. Stuff.
Have you met Eminem?
I've never met him.
Oh, you could.
But you know, I was so mad. We went to this, we were in LA, and we were doing some event and got invited to this club, and there were all these rap and hip-hop artists performing, and I was like, this is really cool. And then we decided to leave because I had an early morning. Left, and I heard that, like, literally – like 6 minutes after we left, he came on stage.
No.
Oh, I was crushed.
So 6 minutes from Eminem.
I know.
Are you, what do you got going on besides the tours that you're on? Are you in the studio right now getting ready for the next album?
Nope. No, I'm just enjoying this one. You know, I really love this record. It's my first country record in 5 years. And just loving, you know, I did a record a few years ago of R&B and soul classics called Everlasting. Nice. So this is my first like jump back into making a country record. And I love this record. I feel like I had so much time to find the right songs and really had so much fun in the studio with two amazing producers and lots of great musicians. And it was just, you know, it was a joyful experience. So I'm just holding on to that for now. Yeah.
And if we want to be up to date on what Martina's watching on TV, what's your go-to show right now?
Well, I don't get into the shows that I always have to wait for a while and then watch them like a marathon,
like
you
on
know?
Netflix.
Yeah. So I did watch Blue Bloods on the bus. Yeah.
Do you see a show like that? You're into like Blue Bloods, and you're like, oh, I would love to do a guest appearance.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Do you have your manager reach out for that, or should we do that for you now?
Yeah, you should do
that.
We
can probably do
that. He said, I'll set you up with Eminem meet and greet, and
you do some stuff for
up.
Us. We'll do some stuff.
Okay. This is how it works.
We'll get you on
Dish. Our back.
We'll get you on Dish Nation in a couple of weeks.
We can't get ourselves on this.
All right, we got to get you rested because you do have a show tonight. Get her album Reckless and catch the Love Unleashed tour in the fall. Mm-hmm. That's coming up. But right now it's the Band Against Cancer, and you can get tickets to that again, bandagainstcancer.com.
Yes.
Martina McBride, thank you so much for coming on and flirting.
Being all cool and junk.
Thanks, guys. It's been awesome. Thank you.
Give it up for Martina McBride, everyone.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.